The Justice Secretary is understood to be talking to top lawyers to speed up clearing the names of those affected by the Horizon scandal. More than 700 post office managers were convicted because of a faulty IT system. The government's promise to help wipe records clean after the issue was again brought to light by an ITV drama. Tim Brentel was found guilty when he worked as a sub-postmaster.
A fraud conviction stays on your criminal record forever, and you have to declare it whenever I apply for jobs. So I never even got to interview stage for any kind of meaningful employment since then. It is very hard to get things like insurance when you have a fraud conviction.
A man in his 20s has died at Strawberry Hill Station after reportedly being stabbed last night. Police have launched a murder investigation after being called to the station just before midnight to find an injured man. Emergency services attended, but the victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Four men have been arrested in connection and remain in police custody this morning. The station remains closed while investigations continue. Survival rates in England for people who've had a cardiac arrest lag well behind some parts of Europe. The latest data shows a quarter of patients had their hearts restarted by the time they reached hospital, but fewer than 1 in 12 survived a month. Dr. Christopher Smith, a clinical lecturer at Warwick Medical School, says it's partly down to life-saving techniques like using a defibrillator or CPR.
If our cardiac arrest survival rates were as good as the best across the continent, our survival rates would be about double that they are at the moment. So there's certainly work to be done by researchers, by policymakers, to sort of bridge that gap.
Elsewhere, a man from Claygate is advising drivers to challenge any penalty charge notices they may receive. Philip Morgan has spent years looking at the wording of PCNs issued for bus lane offences after his son was fined by Kingston Council. His investigations 13 years ago resulted in the authority changing the wording of fines issued. Philip says anyone who receives a PCN should take the time to read the small print.
The trouble is, most people see a ticket and they just think, I'll just pay the 65 quid. But if you actually spend time and read what's on the ticket, very often, not just with Kingston, but many other councils all over the country, actually, the wording's incorrect. And if you went to a tribunal, you would win.
Vets are calling on the government to crack down on unregulated dog fertility clinics and irresponsible breeding. The British Veterinary Association argues many are performing medical procedures on pets without the supervision of experts and are risking the health of the animals and their litters. Anna Judson, president of the BVA, worries that unscrupulous breeders are cashing in on the demand for certain fashionable puppy breeds.
Responsible pet ownership begins even before you get the puppy, when you're thinking about what type of dog you want. Everything from the future costs to whether or not it will fit with your lifestyle, the amount of exercise it needs.
And finally, in sport, Chelsea boss Mauricio Pochettino wants his side to build a big first leg lead in their EFL Cup semi-final tonight. They travel to Championship side Middlesbrough, whose manager Michael Carrick says the town has been re-energised by their run to the last four. Chelsea will be without leading scorer Nicholas Jackson, who is preparing to play for Senegal at the Africa Cup of Nations. That's the latest. I'm Chloe Norman.